The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Wednesday afternoon. There's a special event happening tomorrow here in Des Moines. It's Iowans for Israel, and while we don't do politics here on the Business News Hour, we thought it might be interesting for you to learn more about this organization, as well as the economic impact that a friendship with Israel has with regard to Iowa. And with me is a longtime friend. He's been involved in many things here in the greater Des Moines Metro. His name is Bud Hockenberg, an attorney. And he is part of Iowans for Israel. Bud, welcome to the NewsHour. Great to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here, Mike.
Let's start at the beginning. What is Iowans for Israel? What is that? What is that?
Iowans Supporting Israel is the name of the entity, and it was formed about 5 years ago on a nonpartisan basis, right. Republic, Democrats, Independents, totally nonpolitical, to develop an understanding of the benefits that Israel provides to Iowans in very many areas of society, the economy, family life, and that sort of thing.
And those benefits, I imagine, are huge. And we're going to get into some of those, Bud, in just a moment. But I was at the meeting back in June, and there were several individuals talking about the two-state solution, and mm-hmm. that was much more political, mm-hmm. I think, than what we're going to hear on Thursday. But at the same time, I was impressed by, again, the nonpartisan nature of the people that were there. Mm-hmm. Tom Henderson, former chair of the Polk County Democrats, mm-hmm. Was the MC that day. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you're long familiar face with the Iowa GOP. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like the good old days with the Davis-Hockenberg duo.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I enjoyed that. This organization's been put together for us to better understand the relationship between Iowa and Israel. What is that relationship, Bud?
The relationship is a common set of values, family values, democratic values, economic values, such as, for example, in 2012, the World Food Prize was given to an Israeli agronomist mm-hmm. for the drip irrigation method, which is used extensively in Iowa agriculture. There are significant areas of health contributions in Alzheimer's, in spinal discords, and more recently, a development of turning air into water.
I've seen that. That's amazing.
It's really amazing. Professor Alan Dershowitz presented that at the APAC, American Public Affairs Committee, meeting last March. And it was absolutely astounding. And this company in Israel, which has developed that, is doing extensive work in India and Vietnam, and we're hoping in the United States.
Yeah, that is an interesting development. This is actually creating water out of air, utilizing some microbiotic processes. And I find it interesting. You know, Israel tends to be, as I understand it, one of the leading economies in the world, yet it's about a third the size of Iowa.
That's correct. Matter of fact, the distance from northern Israel to southern Israel is the distance from Davenport to Tecumseh Bluffs.
That's pretty amazing stop and think about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the economic reality. We touched on that a moment ago. Our guest is Bud Hockenberg, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about an event that happens on Thursday, and we'll get into that event here in a moment. When we talk about economies and economics, trade is a very important thing for Iowa. Mm-hmm. We have our former governor now in China, and that is to bode well, I think, for the state of Iowa as we look at some trading partners. You know, Canada remains number one as far as trading partners here in this hemisphere. But we're now seeing beef exported to Japan for the first time in a long time, and you hope that more exports go to China. What about Israel? Are we importing or are we exporting with regard to
Well,
Israel?
There are a number of Iowa companies that are exporting products to Israel. Much of the Iowa economy are subparts of manufacturing.
Yes.
So you have John Deere has a plant in Israel. Some of the other farm implement manufacturing companies have plants. And Berkshire Hathaway has a major facility in central Israel, a very large infra operation. And it's amazing that a company like that is in the technology area has some 10,000 employees in Israel. So Israel has been very innovative
in technology.
In technology,
yes.
And there are a number of American companies that have facilities there to take advantage of that technology. Beyond economic and farm, which of course we're deeply interested in,
sure.
Israel has provided a number of technologies for the security of America and American troops overseas. For example, the protection on Humvees that has saved the lives of many Iowa service people was developed by Israel. The drone was developed by Israel. The anti-missile attack to airplanes has been developed by Israel and is now being developed and coordinated with our Pentagon.
It's amazing when you start to take a look at all of those technologies, all those things mm-hmm. that come out of a little country like Israel.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, Bud, the organization is having another event.
Yes.
And this is at the Bar Association Avenue.
Yes, East 7th and Court, yes.
Yeah. And who's going to be there?
David Young will be the main speaker.
Representative Young just
returned from Israel from a trip.
Hmm.
And APAC has an arrangement of providing congressmen and senators to visit Israel, Democrats and Republicans together.
Correct.
So there are currently about 70 Congress people in Israel, half Democrat, half Republican, and David Young, our congressperson, is one of them, and he'll be returning, reporting on this trip.
Yeah, I understand his report is going to be centered, view from the ground. I mean, he was actually there.
Yeah, that's right, on the ground, and he'll be talking about some of these benefits to Iowans that I've described.
I have to hearken back. There was a story that I heard not long ago. You know Ben Sasse,
the
senator from Nebraska.
Yes.
Right. He was on NPR the other day talking about his trip to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one of the most remarkable things was when he went to see, is it Iron Dome? That's the anti-missile.
The technology, yes.
Right, system there. And so he went, Bud, to see this, mm-hmm. and he expected some seasoned colonels, you know, would show him around.
Yeah.
He said these two young women couldn't have been more than 35 years old were extremely,
mm-hmm.
they knew everything about the system and they explained it all. And he was just taken back mm-hmm. that young people mm-hmm. Had advanced to these ranks in the Israeli army.
And another feature of it, which is very important to Iowans, is that there is mandatory military service.
You're right, there is.
But they also have a program for everybody, even those that are disabled, are admitted, and their skills are developed, and they are empowered so that they can go forth after the military to some productive life in the country.
And, you know, when we visit with young 25-year-olds from Israel who have already done their stint, and then they go to college, I'm always impressed at how adult they are.
Mm-hmm.
And their love of country is pretty amazing, too, at the same time.
And it's great for society because all elements of society come together for a common cause.
Yeah. This is an event that's happening tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. It is at the Iowa Bar Association on Court Avenue. And I understand this is open to the public.
Yeah, it is open to the public, and all are invited.
Yeah.
There's a lunch at 11:30 and a program at noon.
Got it. Well, I understand my brother Yoni is
great.
Going to accompany me, and we will see you then tomorrow. The voice of Bud Hockenberg, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about an event that happens tomorrow here in Des Moines. It is Iowans supporting Israel.
Yes.
And Congressman David Young will be there with his view from the ground.
Right.
Good stuff.
It'll be interesting. Come and we'll enjoy it together.
Very good. Bud, thank you for spending some time.
Pleasure.
That was a conversation we had just the other day with Bud Hockenberg about an event tomorrow, Iowans Supporting Israel, at the Iowa State Bar Association on Court Avenue, and you are invited to attend. All right, we're going to check out here for just a moment, and when we come back, we're going to have a conversation about five employment tips that you ought to know. Jackie Samuelson recently presented to the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Jackie Samuelson next on the Business News Hour.